In the midst of what the Border Patrol calls a near breaking point of migrants flooding across the southern border, tonight the Department of Homeland Security is laying the groundwork to possibly transport migrants by plane to various U.S. cities. The plan also calls for releasing them after processing due to a lack of detention space, according to two DHS officials familiar with the plan. Among those areas, Florida's Broward and Palm Beach counties, where tonight there is a backlash.
I don't think that this should happen in Florida. We have a lot of fish to fry in our own state with our own citizens. I mean, we got 22 million people.
Neither area is considered a sanctuary city, where local law enforcement does not fully cooperate with federal immigration authorities. But they are Democratic strongholds. And just last month, the president warned.
We'll bring them to sanctuary city areas and let that particular area take care of it. We're always saying they have open arms. Let's see if they have open arms.
Tonight, officials tell NBC News sanctuary cities will not be targeted.
And Kristen joining us now. There was also a big announcement today on trade. What was that?
Lester, that's right. Tonight, President Trump announced he's reached a deal to remove steel and aluminum tariffs on Canada and Mexico. The move could increase the chances the trade deal that replaces NAFTA will pass Congress, but the president's still facing that trade war with China.